Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Zachary Zonizer. This is Open Line. This is our local buy, sell, and trade show. This is the portion of that buy, sell, and trade show we like to call Zach and Matt talk about this and that, where Zach desperately tries to fill a blank time in the 10 o'clock hour with chit-chat.
Well, we do a pretty good job.
I think we do,
yeah.
So.
And you get a call.
We are getting a call,
so
yeah.
Let's not undersell what we do here, folks.
Hello, caller. You're on Open Line.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Let's do five things.
All right, let's do it.
Let's put three together. A 10-gallon fish aquarium with the pump and all the stuff. No fish. And a recliner chair, all leather. And also a mobility scooter. All three items, $150.
All right.
And, it's a threefer.
Do what?
That's
it's a threefer.
A threefer.
I hope so. Anyway, yeah. And a 76 Dodge Tradesman 300 extended van with new rubber, $1,150.
All right, got it.
A small concrete mixer with gasoline motor. It's bigger than a mixer you get at Lowe's. But anyway, $150 for it.
$150, got it.
Yep. Okay, and it's a 6-foot rotary mower 3-point.
Mower, okay, got it.
1580. 269-2687.
How much were you asking for that 6-foot rotary mower?
$400.
$400. Okay. And that's 580-269-2687.
Thank you much.
Thank you. I'll get that listed for you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is Open Line. This is Zach and Matt talk about this and that. Now joined by Deborah Woodall and Matt, how's your day going? You just came in.
Yeah, no, I slept in. I got up, I took a shower, got dressed, came to work. I mean, that's a
regular start.
I sat here and listened to Deb do the news, and now we're here.
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Open Line.
Yes, I have some things to sell. I have a these are special made by my husband, and he is a licensed, whatever, welder. Anyway, a trailer hitch, a small one, it's about $8 on it, and a heavy-duty trailer hitch that fits up under the bumper, and he wants 25 for that.
25?
And a snow plow that will attach to the front of your truck, $100.
$100, okay.
That's all. And I'm still looking for somebody that can repair or work on a steam cleaner for the carpets. And my number is 515-2833.
All right. I'll get that added to your listing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me do a little bookkeeping there. And all right. You are listening to the Mighty 690. Joined now by Deb and Matt. And finally, I get to ask, how are you both doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm good. Deb, how are you?
I'm good, Matt. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
And you, Zach?
I'm terrible.
Oh, no,
I'm doing
what's
just fine.
Wrong?
I'm doing just fine. I just wanted to break tradition.
No, there you go.
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Open Line.
Yes. I've got a 5-drawer candy toolbox. It's either on a rollaway or a tabletop. And I'm asking $30.
$40? Okay.
$30. Yeah. Or best offer.
All right. Got it.
Some Casco 7x35 binoculars. I'm asking $10 or best offer on them.
$10. Got it.
Igloo doghouse is medium. I'm asking $25 for it, and it's in good shape.
$25 for the doghouse?
$19.94, and I'm $1,000 or best offer.
$1,000 or best offer on the 1990 Ford pickup. Got it.
And I would possibly maybe do the trade on it. But anyway, my number is 620-313-9268.
620-313-9268. All right, I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. If you have anything you'd like to list for buy, sell, or trade, you can reach us at 251-6909 or 1-800-252-KGGF. You know, Matt, before you came in, me and Deb were talking about Christmas decorations. You planning on doing any Christmas decorating this year?
No, I'm not going to.
Not even interior?
No.
Not going to put up a tree? Not going to hang a wreath?
No, last year when I moved out, I was living in Claremore with two people, and my parents had gotten a new tree, so they had an old one. And we took it, and we were going to put it up, and I never got any help. No one ever wanted to help me put it up. So I got halfway, two-thirds the way up, and it just sat in our living room. And then it was a pain, and we couldn't get it taken apart to put it back in the box. So when we moved out, we threw it in the trash. So I don't have a tree. I'm not feeling buying
now,
a tree.
Now, would you be opposed if a bunch of people came into your house while you were not home and decorated it for you?
No, that would be fine.
What if they left the decorations there for you to take down?
That'd be fine. Okay, I'd take them down. Maybe.
Just. I live in the
Christmas 24/7. Yeah.
We've been known to leave the tree up at our house through Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July.
Well, and then you wrap around long enough, and it's almost Christmas.
Yeah, and we've done that where we're like, Christmas is coming. Let's just leave it. Although my husband, we a few years ago switched over to a Christmas palm tree, right? Oh. Because we were all in the island spirit, and we had lots of rum that Christmas. anyway, no, I'm just kidding. But, back in early September, my husband threw that tree away.
The palm tree?
Yeah, and I'm like, it's almost Christmas is just months away now. Why get rid of it now?
Yeah.
Because now you got to get a regular pine tree or a new palm tree.
Yeah. I know, and I'm like, I'm kind of mad about it.
I would be too.
Well, it was like a family thing you did, and now it's gone.
It's gone forever.
Forever and ever. I did have some friends that had a den, and they would just put the Christmas tree up in the den and then leave it. Just because it was kind of to the side that they just did Christmas in the den. And then
if you do it right, you could almost have like a lodge feel back there.
Yeah. And then my grandma has a small Christmas tree that she decorates for the seasons. So
oh, really?
Yeah. So in April, it's got eggs in it underneath it for Easter. And then Valentine's Day, it'll have little hearts and stuff on it. And then in the fall, it has, leaves and pumpkins and stuff. And then she redecorates. It's just a small one, but yeah.
That's kind of cute, though. It's just a year-round Christmas tree.
Yep.
Well, I have two, living room spaces, so I'm kind of torn on if I want to decorate one for, the Christmas spirit and then, leave one where, people sit and watch TV and that, or if I want to go all out and decorate the whole house or what I want to do.
I don't even know where I would put a Christmas tree, honestly, right now in my house.
I have a fireplace, but it doesn't work.
I have a nice spot for it, but I have a TV currently there.
Yeah.
TV number 2 in the living room is currently there, and it's not getting booted.
Such a guy.
So,
well, he's got to be able to switch between,
Yes, games.
Games at any moment.
What I could do is I could just, if I was wanting to be, read a book in the holiday spirit, on one TV I'll just put up a YouTube video of a fire, and on the other TV I'll just put up a YouTube video of a Christmas tree.
I was going to say, I have a DVD in my house that's just, it says, Yule Log, and it's 12 hours of a log burning.
Yep.
And, harp music plays over it. It's just the most bizarre thing ever.
I probably could find something like that.
I bought it for 50 cents at a gas station once. I just thought it was a novelty, basically. Yeah. So,
it'd
be
something cool to buy someone as a gag gift.
As a gag gift. Well, apparently there used to be TV stations that would broadcast hours of a fireplace for for Christmas.
And then I can have my Amazon Alexa playing Christmas music, and it just, I just, I don't
Oh, yeah, you can just ask her to do it. So if I go into your house, I can just say out loud, hey, Alexa, please order 2 tons of sand, have them shipped here.
Okay, so you know what's funny? They have those commercials, right?
Right.
And the other day, I was watching TV, and I guess I had the TV up loud enough, and on the commercial, it was an Amazon Alexa commercial. And
right.
It was like, Alexa, order more cereal. And my Alexa goes, what kind of cereal would you like? And I was like, no.
Don't you dare, girl.
No, but I can order Pizza Hut. I can order all sorts of stuff.
It's amusing to me that, like, we used to be so afraid of, like, wiretaps and the Patriot Act and all that. Now we just, like, invite them into our homes.
Yeah, we got over it.
Yeah.
See, this morning I said, Alexa, see you later, alligator. And she said, after a while, crocodile.
Which is how you differentiate crocodiles and alligators.
Right.
Yes.
Based on whether or not you're going to see them later or in a while.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not their position of eyes, but, you know.
Or the shape of their teeth or their way, yeah. But, she's good. She plays music. She's about to start playing Christmas music here in the next couple of weeks. But I wait until after Turkey Day. Hashtag respect the turkey.
What, like, but there's not like Thanksgiving music to play.
Yes, there is. Adam Sandler and the Turkey Song. Have you never heard that?
I have heard it. Okay. I'm just not going to hold it up as a bastion of Thanksgiving
music. It is.
He also had Christmas and Hanukkah music.
It's all right. The Turkey Song's great.
Man, I remember that Adam Sandler used to come out with like these CDs that weren't exactly stand up, but they were all sort of like, I don't know, sketch comedy, but they were in the form of just CDs.
Yeah.
A strange, different time.
You know, I think I worry about Matt finding a girlfriend, but I don't need to worry about that as long as he has Alexis.
That's all he needs.
Alexis, my pal.
We're getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Joan, and I'm calling on behalf of AT&T, sir. How are you doing today?
Are you aware?
Oh,
you
we're
are
doing
on?
Good.
Yeah,
how
we're
are
doing
you
great.
Doing?
Yeah, thank you.
Joan?
I beg your pardon?
Are you doing okay today?
Thank you so much for asking me. I'm doing wonderful just like you.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you called in. We have you live on the air right now on the Mighty 690 KGGF radio.
Oh. Okay.
Would you like to buy, sell, or trade something?
This is our local buy, sell, and trade program.
This is actually regarding your account with AT&T.
Oh, I bet we didn't pay the bill again, did we?
Denise didn't pay the bill.
This is not regarding the payment, but this is actually regarding a big discounted rate that AT&T is giving you for your telephone line, ma'am.
Would you like to list that on open line today?
You mean the business proposal?
Yeah. This is open line. This is our local buy, sell, and trade show. Are you offering a?
As long as
it's got to be under $6,900. Yeah. And only 5 items or less.
Yep. No dogs. No weapons.
Yeah, no weapons.
Support items.
And nothing
weapons.
Immoral.
Nope.
Right.
It must be legal and ethical.
Hello? Joan?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see here that you have a total of 3 lines with us.
Oh, shoot. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, are you one of the authorized decision maker regarding your account with AT&T?
No, this is a live radio program, Joan. We're buying, selling, and trading things live on the radio now.
Oh, okay. I'm really very sorry for reaching a wrong number, sir. But can I ask for a number so we can actually call the authorized?
Probably the office number, 3800, 251-3800.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Again, sorry for reaching a wrong number.
It's
thank
fine.
Thank you very much for your time.
Don't worry about it. Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's always a fun one to do.
She just wasn't clicking with her. She just couldn't figure it out.
Like,
what
to be
just
fair,
happened?
If you've ever worked at like one of those call centers, like you just like your brain is like the second you get in there, your brain is just off and you're just
right.
Yeah, you're following
well,
the script.
And you're so on script that she's like, you know, she just now turned to her coworker and said, I think I was just live on the radio.
Yeah, right. It's just now clicking. I have a friend who does she calls people and like gets their information for polls.
Uh-huh.
Like, right, and she says it is the most mind-numbing, difficult thing to do in the world, and I believe it.
Yeah. Well, and I participate in those occasionally.
Oh, sure. Like,
and
if
they'll
they
be like, okay, so one, you somewhat agree, two, you somewhat disagree, three, you totally agree, or four, you have no opinion. And I'm always like, well, now what were my options again?
I couldn't imagine.
Okay, wait. Okay, now I got the option. Now what? What was the question?
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't even keep it straight when when they start, you know. I'm
right.
Like,
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. And cold calling. I would never want to cold call either.
Oh, I wouldn't either.
Like sales.
Or like, here's my favorite thing to do to telemarketers. There is a legal requirement if a telemarketer calls you. If you ask, they are required by law to tell you the name of the organization that's calling you and the state they reside in. But if you ask that, 99% of the time they would just click and hang up on you and never call again.
Mm.
So that is my trick for telemarketers for the day.
I'll
ask them the name of their organization and the state they reside in, because they know if they give that to you, you can then lodge a complaint. They don't want you to know that sort of stuff.
You know, and the problem I'm having with them is now they robocall you.
Oh, yeah. That's all they have now.
You know, and a robocall's not going to tell you anything.
My favorite is the robocalls where they have a recording of, like, an angry guy that's like, are you aware that you are delinquent on your credit card payments? It's like, no.
I didn't know I had credit cards.
I didn't even know I had a credit card.
I thought they took those away from me after that prison sentence.
Yeah. I like when, like, you can hear, like, beeps, like a robotic beep, 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 and then, like, a person's voice.
Yeah, right.
Comes on, and you're like, no, hang up.
You know, my favorite's when the robo voice comes on and says, please stand by for an important message.
Yeah, right. That's a good one, too.
That's my cue to click.
Mm-hmm. I always try and get them with, like I'm on the national do not call registry. Anytime someone calls me, I'm like, please put me on your do not call list. And I still keep getting them. But the one thing that's managed to stop it is asking the name of their business and what state they're in. So that's my recommendation if telemarketers won't leave you alone.
Yeah, the problem is if they're legitimate telemarketers, but they're not always. I mean, if they're running a scam, they really don't care.
That's true. Or if they're out of the country, which a lot of mine have been. I'm pretty sure out of the country,
yeah,
judging by the
people
who pick up the other end of the phone. If I had to guess.
I just, before I took this job, I got to the point where I just didn't answer numbers I didn't know. But now I...
Well, yeah, you know, you never know if it's going
to
be work-related.
Now I
kind
of have to, yeah. So I get a lot of strange ones. And I was now they've must have learned that I've moved to Kansas.
Yeah.
Because used to they were all 91 918 area codes or 580 area codes or.
They know where your phone is.
Yeah, and then so now that they know that I'm in Kansas all the time, I get a bunch of 6201s now.
Right. We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yeah. I'll try this. This is the Parsons Police Department, and then they usually hang up when you say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Just, Parsons Police Department. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, I like that.
You know,
they
misdialed the police department. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now, do you get in trouble for impersonating a police officer if you do that?
No,
that's the next question.
Yeah.
I
guess it depends on if you carry on with it. Like, I think you could make a case that, oh, I was just joking, clearly.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could, because not everyone at the police department is a police officer.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you could.
You're not impersonating an officer. Well, I'm impersonating a secretary.
Yes. The phone number.
Right. Or a police answering machine or something
that. If they're, running a scam, are they going to turn me in?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right,
or impersonating a police
officer. We are getting a call. It's good to go over the phones.
Who's serving more jail time?
Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yes, I was listening to you on your calls.
Yes, sir.
Another good way to get rid of them calls.
What's that?
Is tell them that when they ask you how you're doing, you say, well, I'm waiting on you to get over here to help me get this dead body out of the floor.
I'm so glad you called.
Give me a little click.
That's pretty good. just go completely spooky on them, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
You know, there was a little practical joke going on around for a while where you could text people were texting random numbers and be like, hey, where do you want me to hide the dead body, you know?
Yeah.
And well, somebody
I've moved the body from the house. Yeah. Now, where was it I was supposed to bury it?
Yeah. And yeah. somebody accidentally texted a police officer.
Oh, whoops. Really?
Yeah, and that put an end to that prank very quickly.
Pretty quick, yeah, I'd imagine.
Whoops.
Yeah.
You know, one I saw was a guy was, it was a software engineer, and he was tired of getting called by telemarketers. So what he did was he developed a software program that would call the place that was calling him. It would send them a call 5 times a second. And then, so he, like, while they're, you know, trying to telemarket him, he has this software program that's calling them 5 times every second. So they just can't even keep up. Just, it ties yeah. up every single one of their lines.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty,
I'm not that
it's pretty
smart.
Wild.
I can't
yeah.
do that.
No, I can't design software, but. It was pretty good. And then every time they would try and like change their number and call him again, he would do it over again. It's a great video. We are going to call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hey, you also tell them clowns that call you, say, you have reached so-and-so's grave digging. How may I help you? And I'll hang up real quick.
Just anything, you know, right off the wall that they're not expecting, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, that normally gets them.
Well, either that or if you got like a 2 or 3, 4-year-old kid that loves to talk, hand him the phone.
I've seen that.
Just hand him the phone and let them take care of it.
Yeah.
That's
and they'll jabber to him. And you can tell the little kid, tell him what kind of dog you got or whatever. And then telemarketers will hang up on him.
See how determined that the telemarketer yeah. is, yeah.
Or just talk gibberish to them.
Just try a different language if you know one.
There's a lot of things you can do that for clowns.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, or tell them the best one, say, hey, I'm trying to eat my lunch. Why don't you tell, give me your home phone number? When you're eating supper, I'll call you back.
I'll call you right back. Hey, can I get your name and extension,
say,
please?
Well, you're interrupting my meal. I might as well interrupt yours.
Well, thank you for calling, sir, and yeah, appreciate the advice. You are listening to the Mighty 690. This has been Deb, Zach, and Matt talk about this and that.
With telemarketers.
With telemarketers yeah. this morning. If you'd like to listen to this one online, I think I'm going to pop it onto our on-demand just because it's a pretty funny segment. You are listening to the Mighty 690. Coming up, we have the ONN Beef Roundup. We'll also have the ONN Ag Network news, all that and more here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.